Now, Margaret Mills is back with me this week, and I think you're looking at Clarence House in Thaxted. Now, this isn't the Clarence House that we keep on hearing about in the news, is it?
This is not Clarence House in London.
No, I was going to say, yeah.
You won't find Charles and Camilla at this one.
Right, okay.
No, oh no. This is Clarence House in Thaxted, and anyone who knows Thaxted, if you're walking round doing the tour of Thaxted, you will probably have walked past Clarence House. It's basically a very impressive Queen Anne house. It dates from about 1715. But next time you're in Thaxted and you're outside Clarence House, look upwards. And you will see on a rainwater pipe near the roof, the initials W and E. And the W and E, if you've ever wondered what that stands for, it stands for William and Elizabeth. And William and Elizabeth Heckfault were the first occupiers of Clarence House. Clarence House was actually built for them. They were a newly married couple, and it was built with money from Elizabeth's parents, the Rayners. The Rayners were immensely wealthy and important in Thaxted. And the house has quite an interesting history, because for most of its life, it was run as a doctor's stroke apothecary's surgery.
Yes.
And there is a small annex next door, and that's actually where the original surgery was. And William Heckfault was himself a surgeon and apothecary. And when he died, the house went to his son, also called William, who was also a surgeon, who worked from the house, going out on horseback all round Thaxted and the local villages, dispensing medicines and looking after people that were sick. William had no children to leave the house to, so he passed it to his brother, Daniel. Now, at this stage, the house had no name that we know of. It was just an impressive manor or mansion house in Thaxted. But when it passed to Daniel, Daniel had a daughter called Mary. Daniel, incidentally, was also a surgeon apothecary. His daughter Mary married a chap named Arthur Clarence, who, amazingly, was also a surgeon apothecary. And, of course, it was Arthur who decided that the name of the house should be, from then onwards, Clarence House.
Right.
Now, from the family that had originally owned it, the Heckfords, to Arthur Clarence, it then passed out of the family and it passed into the hands of the Webbs. Now, again, if you know Thaxted, you will know John Webb's windmill. Very impressive windmill that you can go in. You can visit the windmill, you can go in it. And John Webb, again, a wealthy family, and it was owned by one of his sons. Eventually passed out of the Webb family into the Franklin family. And in 1942, the last member of the Franklin family, a lady called Rose Franklin, sold the house on to Essex County Council, who turned it into a residential centre, where groups and school children could come and spend a week or a weekend and study the local area. They could do painting, drawing, field trips, etc. And many generations of people will remember going to Clarence House for field trips with the school. Sadly, in 1994, because of a change in fire regulations, it was no longer suitable for residential use. So they turned it into a centre for educational purposes, but a day centre where people could go for educational courses, that teachers could go for inset and training days and so on. And this is still the purpose of the house today. So it's good that the house is still in use, albeit it's no longer the home of a surgeon and apothecary.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
And where are you off to next week then?
Next week we're off to Loughton, and we're looking at the story of Loughton Hall.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.